Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Megillah Daf Chav Beis, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud. Today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marshmirim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So we begin by discussing a pasuk. We've been talking the entire time about the Isser Bamais, and that's really based off of a pasuk that says Ki Levasem Ad Ata El Menucha Vel Anachla. You have not yet come to the Menucha and the Nachla, which means that once you do come to Menucha and Nachla, so then you're not allowed to bring private karbonos on a Bama. You have to bring them only at Menucha and Nachla. Now one of these words is referring to Shiloh, and the other is referring to Yerushalayim. To the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, which one is which? So we have Machlokes. Istanayatani Menucha Zu Shiloh Nachla Zu Yerushalayim, and Istanayatani Menucha Zu Yerushalayim Nachla Zu Shiloh. There are those that teach that Menucha Zu Shiloh Nachla Zu Yerushalayim, and those that teach the opposite, the Menucha Zu Yerushalayim Nachla Zu Shiloh. Now, Manda Amar Menucha Zu Shiloh, according to Manda Amar, the Menucha Zu Shiloh, that's because the pasuk says, Kiloi Vasemat Ata El HaMenucha, and that's the first Lashon, Menucha, and then Nachla is the next one, so Menucha Zu Shiloh. Now, Nachla Zu Yerushalayim, how do we know the Nachla Zu Yerushalayim? So that's because we have a pasuk from Yirmiyah that tells us, Ha'ayat Savua Nachlasi. And Ayat Savua is a reference to the enemy, which is coming on to Yerushalayim, which is being called Nachlasi Li. And so we see that Nachla is Yerushalayim. Now we have the other way, Madamar Nachla Zu Shiloh. According to Madamar, the Nachla is Shiloh. Where does this come from? So we actually have a pasuk right beforehand in Yirmiyah that says, Haisali Nachlasi Ka'ari Bayar. And the way that we know that this is referring to Shiloh is because the pasuk then says, Al Kain Sinei Siha. Therefore, I've hated her, or I've distanced her. And that must be referring to Shiloh, which was already distanced because the Beis HaMikdash was subsequently built in Yerushalayim and not in Shiloh. And the Menucha is Yerushalayim. Menucha would be Yerushalayim. That's because we have a pasuk that says Zois Menucha Sia De Ad V'Goymer. This is my Menucha, and the pasuk continues saying Poi Shev Kivisia. This is where I will dwell because I desire it. And what's the mashal to explain this? La'echad Shasoloi Chavila. It's like a person who had a bundle and he's moving from one place to another. And finally, V'Hayoninachba. He rests with it. He finally finds comfort when he reaches his final destination. And that's what this pasuk we just quoted means. Zois Menucha Si. This is my Menucha. After the Mishkan going from one place to another, the final Menucha is Yerushalayim. The Gemara continues in this vein. Kach in the Oil Maid, which is Mishkan in the Midbar, Bamis were Asr. Then Begilgal, Hutra Bamis. When they first came into Eretz Yisrael in Gilgal, Bamis came Mutter. Then Beshiloi, Nasra Bamis. Then Benoiv of Givon, Hutra Bamis. And Beushalayim, Nasra Bamis. Once they got to Yerushalayim, they became an Isra Bamis again. What's another mashal to this? It's like a king told his servant, Al Tish de Yayin, Vlemi Tavaria, Vlemi Kisarin, Vlemi Tzipirin. Don't drink wine from Tavaria, Kisarin, or Tzipirin, which is Mashma. When you're in those places, don't drink wine. Ha, that's Mashma, Bein Tayim, Mutter. That in between these places, when you're traveling between Tveri, Kesar, and Sipirin, then you could drink wine. Kach, so too, Ba'el Ma'id, also Arbaim Chasar Achas. In the Ba'el Ma'id, in the Midbar, they were there for 39 years, and we had already said there was an Isser Ba'amais. Then Begigal, also Arbasre. In Gilgal, they were there for 14 years. Shev Shekiv, Shev Shechilko, the 7 years that they were conquering Eretz Yisrael, and the 7 years it took them to divide Eretz Yisrael. Then Beshiloi, where there was once again Isser Ba'amais, Asu Shloish Meis, Vashish Matesha, they were there for 369 years. Then, once it was destroyed, Bin Noiv, Givon, Asu Chamish, Meshava, and Noiv, together, there was a total of 57 years. 13 in Noiv and 44 in Givon. And in Yerushalayim, also Ubinyan Rishon, Arba Meis Ve'Eser. The first base of Mikdash was for 410 years. Ubinyan Achron, Arba Meis Ve'Esrim. The second base of Mikdash was 420. Lakai Mashnemer. There's a film of the pasuk that says, Gadol Yeh covered a bias Hazeh Achron Min Rishon. The cover of this bias, the second one, is going to be greater than the first one. And we see it was greater in a way because it lasted an extra 10 years. Hadronach Perk Megillah Nikres, Malzar. Finishing the first paragraph of Maseches Megillah, just like we were able to finish this back together, we should be able to finish the entire Masech together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And moving on to the brand new parak. Hakairis HaMegillah L'Mafreya Lo Yatzah. If a person reads the Megillah, talking about Megillah's Esther, if he reads the Megillah L'Mafreya, which means out of order, he's not Yotzei. Also, Karal Peh, if he reads it by heart, he simply says it by heart without reading it from a text. Or Kara Targum, if he read a Targum, which means he had a regular Kosher Megillah in front of him, it's just that when he was reading it out loud, he was basically translating it into Targum, which is Aramaic. That was a common language back then. And furthermore, B'chol Lashon, if it was written in a different language and he was saying it in a different language, Loyaz in all these cases he's not Yotze. Aval, however, Karner Solo Loyazois Bilaz. He's allowed to read it for Loyazois in Laz. And we're going to explain the Gemara what that's referring to. Furthermore, Vahaloz Shama Ashuris Yotza. If a person is a Laz type of person, but he heard it in Ashuris, meaning he heard it in Hebrew, he heard it in Lashon HaKodesh, he is Yotze. Says the Gemara, Hakar Samagil Mafreya Loyotza. How do we know if he reads it out of order he's not Yotze? That's because the Chassid the Pasuk says, Kichsavam, as they're written. So it has to be in the order that they're written in. Furthermore, Karal Pela Yotza. If it's read by heart, he's not Yotze. The Chassid says, Kichsavam. Rambam. In other words, it has to be written and you have to read it from the script. You can't just say it by heart. Furthermore, kar targum lo yatsa, if he read it as targum, which again means he translated it, you know, he's looking at the Lashon HaKodesh, but he translated it into targum, he's not yotze. How do we know that? Tichsivka says, kichsavam, which is telling us as they are written, not as he's translating it. Also, b'chol lashon lo yatsa, he's not yotze if it's written and he reads it in any other language. Why is that? Tichsivka, because the pasuk says, kichsavam uchil shaynam. So l'shaynam means it has to be the proper lashon. Now we discussed the first din of the Mishnah, that he was Kar Megil Mafreya, now in regards to Kriyas Shema. Rabbi Yonah Amar, he says that Tana Nachman Bar Ado, Nachman Bar Ado teaches, and Rabbi Yosef Amar, he says that Tana Nachman Saba, there was Nachman Saba who taught, that the Pasuk tells us, Vahayu, as in Vahayu Advarim Va'ela, Asher Nechim Tzavcha Hayoyim Al Vavecha, that's in Kriyas Shema. What do we learn from the word Vahayu? Kedarech Havyasan Yehu, that the way that they are, that's the way they should be read. In other words, you can't say Shema out of order. Now specifically, this means that the Psukim can't be out of order. If the Parshis are out of order, though, that's a different story. And then we have a brisa af bahalu kriyashma kain, even by halal and kriyashma, it's the same thing. So we see the same dinim by three things: halal, shma, and megillah. So we ask, nicha b'kriyas megillah. We understand kriyas megillah; it's not allowed to be read out of order. The chesiv, the pasuk says, kichsavam baram behalela. However, what about halal? How do we know it can't be said out of order? And the answer is, begin the chesiv, because the pasuk says, mimizach shemesh ad mevaya muhol shem Hashem. That's right, the beginning of halal, and literally translated, this means from the rising of the sun to its setting, muhol shem Hashem. The name of Hashem is praised. What do we learn from here? We switch around the pasuk, muhul al shem Hashem, that the way to praise the name of Hashem is the same way as mimizrach shemesh v'ad mevayoy, from the rising of the sun till its setting. In other words, the same way that first the sun rises, then it sets, that's how you're supposed to praise Hashem in the proper order of things. However, chafiz on based on top, the Gemara asks, ma'ach ma'mino, what do we learn from here? That's great, that tells us that we have to praise Hashem in order. But who says that the way that halal is written is the proper order of praising Hashem? Where do we get that from? So Rav Avin, he explains, oid hi amral seder, it is said in the proper order. What does that mean? Well, b'tzis Yisrael Mitzrayim, that's l'sha'avar, it's talking about the past. It's referring to Mitzrayim. Then when we say loy lanu Hashem loy lanu, that's l'daris halalu. It's referring to the current generations. Then when we say ohavti kishma Hashem limos ha-Mashiach, that's referring to days of Mashiach. And then when we say isru chag b'avoysem limos gaigu magoig, that's referring to gaigu magoig, and keiliyat v'ideka la'asid lavoy, that's referring to asid lavoy. And so we see that halal itself is written in the proper order chronologically. Memela, you can't say halal out of order. Now discussing the din of the Mishnah that we did not explain, which had said that if he reads it for loyazois in laz, so person's yaitse. Now Rabbi Yosef says b'shem Rav Acha, and Rabbi Zayir says b'shem Rav Blazar, v'hishete kesuva b'laz. That means it has to be written in a foreign language for the people who understand that foreign language, and only then they're yaitse. However, it was written in Ashuris, which is basically Lashon HaKodesh, but the person said it out loud for them in laz, in their foreign language, they're not yaitse, because that's learned from the earlier part of the Mishnah. However, the Gemara continues discussing this din. Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to? Meaning when the Mishnah says that he could say it for loyazois in laz, that he's yaitse, what's that exact case? If we're talking about where it was written in Ashurus, it was written in Lashon HaKodesh, it's just that when he read it out loud, he said it in that foreign language. Well, that's included in the earlier problem in the Mishnah, the B'chal Lashon, the person's not yaitse. And if you want to say it's the other way around, that the Megillah was actually written in a foreign language, and just when he said it out loud, he said it in Ashurus and Lashon HaKodesh. Well, about that, we have a following braisa. What's the difference between other Sfarim of Tanakh and Megillas Esther? Elisha Sfarim l'chtam b'chal lashon. Other Sfarim could be written in other languages, whereas Megillas Esther in Echtavas al Ashuris. Megillas Esther has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh, so we can't be referring to Megillas Esther that was written in a foreign language. So Amar Shmuel Bar Sisrutai, he answers, Tifter, we could explain, Shaisa Ksuva Gigantun. It's talking about where it was written in Greek, that the Megillah was written in Greek, and it was being read in Greek for people who understand Greek, and this would have to be according to Shitas of Shimon Gamliel, who we learned the Shita in the first parak that tells us the Sifrei Kodesh could be written in Greek, so must be according to his Shita. Now we continue discussing. Tani Shmuel teaches, Tav Hishmet Pasuk Echad, if the Balkari, the one who's reading the Megillah, he made a mistake and he left out a Pasuk by accident, Vitirgamai Hamatargim, and the one who's saying Targum translated it, Yatsa, people are actually Yatse. Now what's this referring to? So back in the day, and actually the Taimanim still have this nowadays, they would have the Balkari reading from the Torah, he would read a Pasuk, and then the Matargim, the translator, he would say it in Aramaic, because again, that was the language that was spoken. So that's what we're talking about over here. The person was reading the Megillah, he said Pasuk Aleph, for example, and that was translated, and then he accidentally skipped the Pasuk Gimel, but the Matargim chapped on, and when he said out the Targum, he said the Targum of both Psukim Beis and Gimel. So that's what case is Shmuel, the person's Yotze. Now the question on this is, Anan Amrin B'chol Lashon Lo Yotze, V'at Amr Hachin, we had said in the Mishnah that if it was said B'chol Lashon, a person's not Yotze, and you're saying this? In other words, we had said in our Mishnah that if Megillah is written perfectly fine, and he just said it out loud in any Lashon, including Targum, he's not Yotze. So over here, when it wasn't read at all, Balabai Kar, Rebbe because he skipped it. Rather, it was just said Targum by the Metargim. How could you say that that's valid? And the answer is Shmuel Kedaita, Shmuel Zashitasai, the Shmuel Amr he holds, Haizak Suva Kehochasa, if it was written Kalacha, if it was written in Ashuris, in Lashon HaKodesh, so Allah Uz Yaitse Babalaz, a person who understands his foreign language, would be Yaitse if he hears it read out loud in the foreign language. And again, that's because it's written in Ashuris. And the way Shmuel explains our Mishnah that says that if he reads it in Targum or B'chal Lashon, a person's not Yaitse, that's referring to a person who doesn't understand that language. He doesn't understand Targum or this foreign language, so then he's not Yaitse. But if he understands it, he's Yaitse. One more discussion about this. Ravo says B'Shem Blazer, Yidei Ashuris V'Yidei Alaz. Let's say a person understands both Ashuris Lashon HaKodesh and also a foreign language, so we have an important Girsa change. Ein Yaitse Ba Ela Ashuris. He's only Yaitse hearing the Megillah in Ashuris in Lashon HaKodesh. However, Balaz, if he only understands this foreign language, so Yaitse Ba Balaz, he is Yaitse hearing it in that foreign language. The question is, Yidei Ashuris V'Yidei Alaz. Let's say the person knows Ashuris, he knows Lashon HaKodesh and this foreign language. Maushi Yaitse De Acherim Balaz. Is he allowed to be Maitse other people by reading it in this foreign language? For example, you speak Hebrew and English. Are you allowed to read the Megillah in English for people to be Maitse them in their Chiyuv? And the answer is Yevakado. We bring as follows. Kol She'ene Chayv B'davar, Ene Maitse Esurah Midei Chavasan. Anything that a person himself is not Chayv in, so he can't be Maitse other people in their Chayv, because he's not Chayv, so he can't be Maitse other people. And it would be the same thing over here, since we just said before that if he speaks Lashon HaKodesh, he has to hear it in Lashon HaKodesh. That means he's not allowed to hear it in Laz, and he's also not allowed to say it in Laz for somebody else. So that'd be the answer to that. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis, continue to discuss different issues with reading the Megillah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.